We've got a great guest on the line. I am thrilled to welcome WIT Incorporated's Emily O'Brien Brown, the director of Revolt, She Said, Revolt Again, which is happening at the Bluestone Church Art Space in November and at the Bowery Theatre in December. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hi, James. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I love that title, Revolt, She Said, Revolt Again. I love the full stops in there. Tell us what good. The title means.
I think it's a real explanation of the whole show. We've revolted before and it hasn't been enough, so we need to go again.
I love that about WIT Incorporated, that you're not afraid to kind of, you know, go down the revolutionary path with your productions. I love that.
Well, actually, I've been brought into this production. This is my first opportunity of working with WIT. And so they brought me on for this production. But I know they did the Love is the Revolution or something for their last show. So it's good to be hitting the same vein.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also timely as well, you know. The play really is tapping into the times, even though it was probably written a little while ago. What can you tell us about the history of this play and also the writer of it?
Yeah, beautiful. Well, it's written by the wonderful Alice Birch, who has, I think, well, she started as a theatrical playwright but has now been taken by screen. And has done a lot of amazing stuff. She wrote, I think, probably her most famous work has been Anatomy of a Suicide, House of Bernarda Alba. She was one of the writers on Succession. There's a fabulous movie that's coming out soon with Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson that she co-wrote. So she's a wonderful writer, and she's sort of... this play is one of her early works, and it follows in the footsteps of, even though she did it for Royal Shakespeare Company, sort of follows in the footsteps of Royal Court Theatre kind of plays, in the footsteps of Carol Churchill. It's very poetic, but it's urgent and exciting and gripping and very challenging, actually, to work on. But hopefully by the time we get it up on stage, it's going to, be where it needs to be. Fabulous.
Like all good productions, it has its challenges. Tell us about those challenges.
Well, the writing, like I said, is really poetic, and it's biting, and there's a lot going on, and it's very layered. And so making sure that... it also, I have to say, breaks with convention. So in line with that, the actors are playing themselves and they're playing a multitude of roles as well. And then we are really breaking the fourth wall and putting it sort of semi in the round. And so we've given ourselves a very ambitious challenge with this one to make sure that it's a really gripping experience for audiences.
So how do you go about directing this?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a lot of vignettes. So deconstructing it and breaking it down has kind of been the first thing, and then putting it all back together. And so working really imaginatively and exploratory through what she's delivering, and then coming in at the end and working very technically so that this can cut through in the way that I think it needs to.
Tell us about some of those technicalities that you're... some of those tricks of the director that you're using.
Oh, okay, great. Well, it's kind of simple. When you get a really good writer, they've given you a roadmap, so follow it, you know? Don't put pauses in where there aren't pauses is one of my main bugbears, you know? A quick show is a good show, you know? So we've got to earn our silences and our pauses, which means that we really need to drive through the text, make sure that the ideas are landing, but we've got to drive through that text and get to the end, you know what I mean? That would be my main trick.
As a director, do you kind of feel like a coach?
Yeah, I think in some ways you can be coaching, absolutely, especially because you've got... the vantage point of this outside eye, and I've spent a lot of time working in acting technique and learning various different acting techniques, and I'm sort of obsessed with acting technique, you could say. So to be able to help give actors little exercises or possible things that they could try out when they hit those roadblocks, you know, is a little coach-like.
What acting technique are you most interested in at the moment?
Oh, gosh. I think at this stage it's such a mixture of so many different things that I've learned from so many wonderful people, you know. But actually, incidentally, I'm everything comes back to Stanislavski. It's really boring. Acting teachers are so sick of having to teach action, objective, and obstacle that it drives them nuts. But honestly, that is where the work is. You've got to know what you're doing. Acting is all about doing. So you've got to figure that out, you know? It's the boring stuff, like voice is often the boring stuff, but it's the stuff that makes it work.
Well, it sounds like you make your actors better actors when you're done with them, or by the time they've done a play directed by Emily O'Brien Brown, they're better actors.
Well, I don't know about that, but we definitely try and keep it fun as well, because I know I sound like a taskmaster. I had a Russian ballet teacher as a kid, so maybe she rubbed off on me.
Wow, tell us about the Russian ballet teacher.
Oh, hardcore. Back in the old days where ballet teachers could really do whatever they wanted, she used to stand in the corner of the room with a cigarette in one hand and a stick in the other that she used to beat to the music. And occasionally the students would get a little tap from the stick as well.
Wow, she does sound old school.
Oh, yeah, it was old school. It was tough. This was in the 80s, so, you know, a while ago.
Emily, tell us about your wonderful cast that you're working with in Revolt. She said Revolt again.
Oh, my gosh, they're amazing. So we have two actors from WIT, the company, Maddie McGee-Carr and Lanzi Feng, who are fantastic. And this is my first opportunity of working with them, and I am loving every second of it. And then we've got the wonderful Aya, who I first saw... I think at the start of this year in POTUS at 45 Downstairs, and then I was lucky enough to see them in The Comeuppance at Red Stitch, and they are a powerhouse. We are very lucky. And then we've got the incredible Russ Samuel, who is our only male of the group and is doing a remarkable job, and we're very lucky to get him because he's got so many films happening, so many different jobs going on at the moment, so we're very lucky that he was able to come on board.
If there's one thing that you could ask the writer of this play, what would it be?
Oh, gosh, that is a good question. Oh, okay. Do I want to reveal this? It's the final line of the play is a toughie. It's a really tricky line. So I would be, I'm not going to ruin it, I would be asking a couple of questions about what her... I don't know whether intention is the right thing, but what feeling did she want people to walk away with? You have to make a decision, and we're making a pretty strong decision about that, and people will see that when they come and see the show. But it's a tough line to end a play on, let me tell you.
What an amazing position to be in as a director, where you've got to kind of choose what emotion the audience leaves with. Wow.
Well, I think that's the job, isn't it? But, you know, and luckily with this play, and it stands the test of time because it was written, I think, in 2014, and we are in a different world, and we've made a concerted effort to bring a diverse cast to this with a series of diverse perspectives that is crossing race, class and gender expression. And I think it's really important that we look at feminism from an angle that it is for everybody, you know, and not be so exclusionary. So, yeah, that's why we're sort of, I think it's really urgent now, you know.
You really cut through then to me when you said, you know, it was written in 2014 and we're living in a completely different era now. And we are, but it just hit me because it was only 11 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
and the world has changed so much, and you're really on to the intersectionality and the complexities that go with that, but also the need for representation. That's what I love about WIT, WIT Incorporated, the theatre company. They're really good at that.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah, it's really important. It's really important that we explore these plays and these works from various different perspectives. We can learn so much from each other, you know?
So what's next for you after this production?
Oh, gosh. I am actually just coming out of the back of certainly three works that have been back-to-back. So I'm very excited to have a Christmas break, to be honest. I'm going to read some books and play with my dog.
How beautiful. And how amazing as a director to have three productions back-to-back. Tell us about the other two.
Oh, yes, very lucky. Look, I was very lucky to work on a wonderful play by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins called Everybody. He recently won the Pulitzer Prize for his current play, which is called Purpose, which I think Sydney Theatre Company are going to do next year. Fabulous writer, amazing to work on his work. I was working at the National Theatre Drama School and doing their graduate production, but they gave us full access to the beautiful National Theatre in St Kilda, and we took over the place and had the best time, the absolute best time. And then I'm working on a passion project, which is a Harold Pinter play called Old Times with a really incredible cast. And we just signed up with a wonderful producer at Victorian Theatre Company. So we hope to bring that to Melbourne in probably 2027, I'd say.
The show opens on the 25th of November at the Bluestone Church Art Space. Are you at that point in rehearsals where it is really intense at the moment? It sounds like you are, if you're kind of feeling like a taskmaster. How would you describe the moment that you're at right now with rehearsals?
We're still in the exploratory zone, but I am realizing that the dates are coming up very quickly, and we're going to start to move into running the show in whatever state it's in, just to try and get the timing right, I guess. We sort of start to bring in all the technique stuff. So, and then it'll be really exciting to get in the space. And like I said, because we're playing with the breaking the convention, it'll be very interesting once we get the actors in the space and having to move through that space in the way that they are going to. It's going to be tough.
Well, Revolt, she said, Revolt Again, produced by WIT Incorporated, is happening November 25 to 29 at Bluestone Church Art Space in Footscray. And then on the 13th of December, you've got a show at the Bowery Theatre. Director Emily O'Brien Brown, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you so much, James. Take care.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.